vemachechi vakupinda ravo kuti ishwashwa nyika yaipa. Takazwa mumwe achitanzi ha pakagadzwa Mugabe nyika yese pasi rose rakati long live Mugabe. But ike zvino vanhu vadzoka vakati Mwari munhu yavo makaisa hatichamudi. Asi iye anoramba aripo. Mutemo waari kureva wangoti vangomuka vakaisa nezuro hatizi kuti unoreve ende unoshande. Vanhu vari kuvabhuisa zvinhu zvavakaisa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gilbert nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda.
Gibbs, nguvani?
Yes, ndobvumzana lapa Unyoni. Baba Nyoni, wauchona njani?
Hai, achona, ndichona njani Gibbs.
Hai, sichona kahle, kunjani Haverod?
Hai, Haverod, siyaphila, ikutopatopo mbicha.
Ye, akucho baba. Harari, wangazani kuchengisela, ungana kuseko.
Thina sibona ukuthi ihulumende ka-Robert Mugabe isibona ukuthi ama-international community sikhangele yabona ukuthi eZimbabwe sokule child seZimbabwe kusela abantu bayatshengisela sebona ukuthi amazwe angomakhelwane asemkhangele semvulela amehlo kathethi ukuthi ama-Zimbabweans we are suffering here like right now in Botswana sithwele nzima siyasetshenziswa sifuna ukubuyela ekhaya lathi sikhululeke. Sasidiniwe ngurhulumente kaMugabe kasiyekele sithengisele xa engafuni sithengisele step down from power.
Kuti ubona ngazana ngaphonga ukuthi ufolokohlo nje atshiye
ya kungangcono atshiye nxa ebona ukuthi into zimomele hayi khona ukuthi abe bhani i-demonstration kumele kuthi asitshele ukuthi i-15 billion yethu yama-diamond yayangaphi otherwise he must step down without that let Zimbabweans fight.
So ke nxa sikhangela ke mnumzana uthe ukhula wena kade kule mpini eZimbabwe.
Mina ngivele ngazalwa ngathola umgabo evele ebusa ngumuntu ozelwe ngabo 83.
Yes, ngathi ke impi awuzange uyibone impi yenkululeko.
Ya, impi yenkululeko anzange ngiyibone kodwa ngivele ngazalwa ngaphilela edubeni eish. Mfoka dube kunzima.
Koke kuzathiwani ke mnumzana Inyoni wena ngombono wakho sibe?
Mina ngombono wami sibe ngibona ngani hayi ukhulu sehlulekile kavuma ukuthi sehlulekile njalo PF government have totally failed to govern Zimbabwe. They have to accept it.
Manje opposition phela ayikhanyi lokuthi ime ngapi iyakhanya in opposition.
Ikuthi uba uTsvangirai la yasela kuthemba kangako njengabantu bemaNdebeleni. So I said I trust you, Tsvangirai. Westman, we don't have trust. We don't know where to go now. Only God. Well, Westman, opposition is forced up.
Yes, I was on dinner. Ungaba khulula njani abantu bezimbabwe?
Abantu bezimbabwe mina ngabatshela ngithi asike sekunikeni kuNkulunkulu kuphela nguye ozasikhulula ngoba ukudubeka kwezimbabwe shuwa sikhonapha asokuthandi ukuba seBotswana. We are suffering. I have to tell everybody. Ndoda kuudza even kumashonaland kuti tiri kutambura muno muBotswana hakusi kugara kwemwoyo wedu.
Hayi kuzima Nyoni, hayi yasithembeni ukuthi kuzalunga ngelinye ilanga.
Ya.
Hayi sibongile kakhulu Inyoni baba.
Hayi ngibongile kaMgibs, uyihlale ithinta.
Hayi siza kuthinta mnumzane, yeah. So that was Mr. Nyoni in Haveron. He was saying that, you know, the president should go and he's really angry. He says, you know, this man has actually done a lot of harm to Zimbabwe than any other person in that country. Mm-hmm. So he says, most probably, you know, the government came out with this prohibition because he's scared of his own people and that the international community is watching. Mm-hmm. While people are protesting, they're watching and they're monitoring the situation down there. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, I asked him about the opposition. He says he has no confidence absolutely in most of the opposition leaders, including Mr. Tsvangirai and Professor Hulshiman Ncube. Mm-hmm. He says, no, you see, the opposition is fragmented. Only God knows what they're going to do next. Mm-hmm. This is a serious issue. No?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but before we introduce our next guest, Dr. Magaisa, just coming back to you. Are you on the line?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Is this not a problem? You know what our caller just raised, the issue that it appears Zimbabwe is a clueless government and an equally clueless opposition.
Yes, it's a problem that you know, Zimbabweans are in a situation at the moment where they don't seem to be getting the answers from their leaders. Now, I remember Mr. Mandela a few years ago, you know, before he died, he once said Zimbabwe's problem is a lack of leadership. And clearly, we are having those challenges at the moment. I think if you listen to all your callers, and I speak to a lot of people, they are concerned about the disunity in the opposition, the fragmentation. I think that what is important for all the leaders, Mr. Tsvangirai, Mme Juru, Professor Ngobe, Mr. Biti, and many others, is that they need to get over their differences and understand that there is a bigger picture they need to look at. And this is what the callers are saying. And I think it's important that they must pursue unity in order to achieve the greater goal. What Zimbabwe needs right now is to get over this system, which is run by ZANU-PF, which clearly has no regard for the ordinary people. We don't know if the opposition is going to do much better, but I think what Zimbabweans need now is something different. And if we open a new page, at least we'll be able to, you know, make mistakes. We must have the right to make mistakes and to learn from them and go forward,
Thank you.
As other countries are doing.
Thank you so much. Before we take our caller, I think let's introduce Mr. Job Sibanda. He's a human rights lawyer. Mr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can...
Yes, before posing a question to you, Mr. Sibanda, I'll read something on Facebook. Somebody posted a message on the Ndebele VOA Facebook page. And please remember to like us there on that page. I think we're likeable, right?
Mm-hmm, indeed.
Yes. So, message yangkona itunyazwe nguLloyd Woto Ndlovu. Uthi mina ngicabanga ukuthi amapolisa indlela yawo yokuvimba ukutshengisela. And ngemva kwalokho, ngemva kwamaviki lawo, bazofaka esinye isicelo loba umthetho. So, in English, what he's saying here is, you know, the prohibition is an attempt by the police to actually suppress any kind of protest. And at the end of the day, they will ask for an extension to that kind of prohibition. So, Mr. Sibanda, do you think that the police may seek an extension to that kind of order?
Look, Mina, the way I look at it is that by... making this this law, which I think is invalid in any event, what the police are trying to do is to prevent armed demonstrations from taking place. Mm-hmm. But preventing demonstrations from taking place does not really solve the problem of why the demonstrations are taking place in the first place. Because... The problem is quite deeper than just what this law seeks to address. There are deeper problems. The causes of these demonstrations run deep, and they will not be got rid of, this law will not get rid of the source of those problems. So 2 weeks from now, if the law expires, the problems will still be there. The situation will still be the same on the ground. So, yes, it's possible. If by then the law is still in the books, if somebody hasn't challenged it, I foresee a situation where the police may seek an extension of that law.
Thank
so,
you.
Yes, I think so. Yes, I think yes.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sibanda. Please do stay on the line. Regati mbotura wa tereri, varengi wakuti one day. Mkoma, Comrade Tambaoga, makadi ipa dombo shawap. Aywa, tiripo, tipe ufungwa zenyi.
Mm-hmm.
Asika varikutika vanhu varikuita mhirizhonga pavanenge vachiratidzira. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Tambauka. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu kuti nhare yenyu haisi kunzwika zvakanaka, asi tinotenda. Ndirikuti tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Tambauka. The line is bad, but essentially he's saying that, you know, people have a right to demonstrate, and that is enshrined in the country's constitution.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the line is really bad, but at least we heard what he wanted to say. Tinamkoma Lazarus, vari kuNamibia, makadi?
Tinofara makadi, Akuru.
Aiwa, tirinani. Kuri sei kuNamibia?
Kunopisa.
Kuri kupisa?
Kunopisa.
Asi kuri kushandika hako?
Kutambura kungoti tingadiko unenge watiza nzara iyi, but zvinhu zvacho zvakaoma mufunge.
Asi iri mudariro mainzwa nhasi, regai timbovhiya iyoyo mukoma, tichibvunza kuti muri kuona sei danho ratorwa nemapurisa mukoma Lazarus rekumisa vanhu kuratidzira pakati peguta.
Chinonetsa ndechekuti haazi mapurisa izvi, sati mupurisa iwani munhu anenge achitoshupa ipapo, because inonetsa nekuti mapurisa acho vanenge vasingadi, havachadiwo, vatoneta, vanotoshaya kuti vangazvitaure sei, but kungoti munyika maita ruvengo mhane vakonzera ruvengo, kezi kana uri opozisheni kana uri rimwe pato hauteererwi, ndozvinonetsa nekuti vauraya generation mani, isusu vapanha vechidiki hatakuvara mani, urisusiya kuti manje unochembera usina chaona cho manje, zvinonetsa manje. Regai vanhu varatidzire vaite zvavanenge vaiza kuda kutaura murunyararo mani, zvinorwadza mani.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Lazarus nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Zvakanaka mukoma, mushande zvakanaka.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nemiwo, murambe muchifona. You heard there from Lazarus in Namibia. He's saying that, of course, he agrees with Mkoma Tambauka that people have a right to demonstrate. He's in Namibia, of course, but he's saying all is not well. He wishes he was warm.
Do you know the capital city of Namibia?
Yeah.
What is it?
Windhoek.
Okay, I thought you were going to say Windhoek. You used to say Windhoek, right? So let's go back to Dr. Makaisa. Dr. Makaisa, if you were to advise the lawyers that are challenging, you know, this kind of law, how would you do it? You know, just give us your kind of thoughts on how we can just break it down until you get to the desired result.
Well, thank you very much. I just wanted to point out that when you say how would you advise the lawyers, in fact, I just wanted to clarify that I'm part of the team that has been working with, you know, on this particular application, you know, with Goma Tendai BT, you know, my sister Irene Petras and many others who have got together. The benefits of technology mean that we're able to share ideas and information. And so, you know, we've been working as a team. And that's important. My views are essentially, as I've pointed out already, that this particular order is what we call in law outer virus. The Constitution is, in other words, the person who is making these powers doesn't have order doesn't have the powers to do so. And the what the order is trying to do is beyond what the Constitution allows them to do. And therefore, it is unconstitutional on that ground alone that you cannot use a statutory instrument, what we call subsidiary legislation, to infringe or to limit any of the rights that are provided for in the Constitution. This is what SI 101A tries to do, and therefore, for that reason, it is unconstitutional. But as I've pointed out, there are many other grounds, you know, many other rights which are infringed, like the freedom of assembly, freedom of association, freedom of speech, political rights, also the right to human dignity, and many other rights which are infringed by this particular provision. And on that account, the SI is unconstitutional. They might argue, as you have pointed out, that violence is the reason why this order has been put in place. Mm. But you don't make a blanket ban on all demonstrations simply because there have been previous violence in other cases. And in any event, there has been no interrogation as to who has caused the violence. The problem that we have, as I complete, is to say there's selective application of the law, a point that has been made by my brother Lizwe before he left. When we see when ZANU-PF demonstrates, there are no police. There's no police, there's nobody supervising them, and there's no violence. When the opposition and citizens demonstrate, you have police firing tear gas before they even start demonstrating. So the police themselves are the instigators, dovarikukonzera violence. And therefore, if anything, the ones who should change are the police in the manner in which they are enforcing the law.
Thank you so much, Dr. Magesa. You wanted to make a follow-up?
Yes, I just wanted to say maybe... You still remember what Gramsci said, you know, the ideological state apparatus at times fails, and when it fails, you have to go for the, you know, repressive state apparatus. So are you seeing something like that, you know, in Zimbabwe?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've always said in my writing that the Zimbabwean state simply inherited a very repressive state machinery from the Rhodesian regime. And instead of dismantling it, they decided to make it more perfect, and they became more repressive. We saw what the Zimbabwean state did in the 1980s in Matabele and the Midlands, you know, Gukurahundi. We saw how ZANU-PF has responded to challenges in Muramba Chinha to the 2008 elections. They've always used the repressive arms of the state in order to create fear, in order to suppress, in order to repress, and therefore this is not new at all. And I like the point that was made by one of your callers who said what is embarrassing is that this is a government which seems to be scared of its own people. And it was a beautiful statement where someone said, you know, they said, Boram Gede, but Boraracho Ariaruni, where is the ball? you know, and it's quite embarrassing. So I thought that your callers have made some very important contributions to this debate.
Thank you very much. Let's go straight to Mr. Miller before going to Mr. Jobs Banda. Baba Miller, how are you going to go to the
house?
I'm going to go to the house.
Amapolisa abuya namatraki katekwana 3 elombo kwamatie gasi bafika bangena. I think there were 15 or more amapolisa bafika bangena emahofisi nezaphu baqalisa ukuharasa ugogo ade bezivude bezihlale phakathi emahofisi nebabakhipha beqoma ungabafana okuncane akwazi ukuba harasa akwazi azingamangala ngathi kathi leli yililizwe ukuthiwa lahamba laleli nje. So ukuthi abantu abadala sibeharaswa besendaweni yabo kungela ukuthi baku-public place on their place inside the police bangena phakathi babakhipha bavala amagedi. I don't know ukuthi ilizwe leli liyangaphi. Sungumthetho wangapho osezimbabweni.
Pho-ke wena ubone kungazani vele kuyangaphi khonokho?
Ngubone kusenzakala ama-office akhona between Conard and Joshua Mkabuko Nkomo khona pane Konini. So I was there over khonapha ngabona kwenzakala emehlweni nami amapolisa eharasa ugogo bona laba bezihambela ugogo abasebekhulile beharasa ngoba fana okuncane bexotshwa phakathi ema-office bezihlalele phakathi.
Hayi kuziba swilimila phose lakho lokugcina baba.
Yeah, mina ndimfuna ukwazi ukuthi right iseke sibona izano PF demonstrate angakwazi ama police lawa are there Zimbabwean police or izano PF police, because nxa izano PF demonstrate asake sabona ama water cannon, asake sabona ama police ethela ama AK-47, asake sabona ama police ethela ama TSR. But when just an individual citizens they are demonstrating in opposition parties, kuyabuya ama riot njengakade sokubulaya ukugcina izimoto ethela amanzi makhokhoba ngale ama entrance wonke angene makhokhoba ngale izimoto ade zigcwele amapolisa egcwele egangeni leliyana eleluna park ngapha bezigcwele amapolisa ama-tiergas, and then today they were always roaming around iBulawayo. It was scary, I was scared ukuthi ha, what type of a country is this? So mina angikwazi ukuthi izanu PF isiphelele, so asisakwazi ukuthi bagcina ilungelo labantu yini kumbe ele phathi. Is what we don't know.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu mina, sibongela kakhulu, sizathi sikudingisise kakhulu, sibona ukuthi kume ngaphi khonokho.
Alright.
Yes, sibonga kakhulu. So that was Mila in Bulawayo. You are saying that, you know, you witnessed ZAPU offices being literally ransacked by the police, you know. And he said there were some cranes there, you know, and they were harassed. So he says he doesn't even know where the country is going to, because at the end of the day, it appears as if the police are owned by ZANU-PF. Because he says whenever the ZANU-PF activists go to the streets, there are no water cannons, there are no AK-47s. Mm-hmm. It's just like an ordinary day. So he says the country really is facing a big problem.
Mm-hmm. Before we take another caller, let's go back to Mr. Sibanda. Mr. Sibanda, are you still on the line?
Yeah, no.
Yes, but Mr. Sibanda, you know, those who are doing business, say in Harare, are saying, you know, they cannot do business anymore because people are demonstrating literally every day. Don't they have rights too?
To demonstrate, you mean?
No, I mean there are some people, retailers and, you know, business people who are saying the demonstrators have now become a nuisance and therefore police must intervene. They have rights too, right? That must be protected by the same constitution?
No, well, that is true. That is true. But then you see, what everybody should realize is that people in Zimbabwe right now, and for quite some time actually, are very angry, and they are hungry, and as we all know, a hungry man is an angry man, and it is very difficult sometimes to convince a hungry man to act reasonably or to suspend his an action that he thinks will bring food on his table. So that is the mood that is prevailing now. And that kind of mood, in my opinion, cannot be addressed by the police issuing a decree to ban protests or demonstrations. That kind of situation requires a very, very serious and a considered action by those that are ruling this country. Clearly, it's a manifestation. It's a that, you know, things are not right. Those at the top have failed, and they should do the honorable thing. If these problems are to be sorted, those at the top, those who are responsible for running this country, should accept that. Look, it's time. It's time before things get worse, because clearly, certainly, I can tell you, things will get worse if the authorities don't do anything, if they do not accept that this country is going downhill. They need to accept that, and they need to, in my view, perhaps consider. I know that it's not possible politically if you are ruling. They need to consider perhaps calling for early elections or something like that. But it's not something that can be you know, resolved by a police officer or the police issuing a decree to stop demonstration. The situation has gone beyond that.
Thank you so much. Regai titore mwe mutereri tina mukoma Blessing sasita vangu ari muHarare makadi. Aiwa tiripo tipeo pfungwa dzenyu. Foni yenyu haisi kunyatsonzwika. Chimbofamba imbichana kubva pamuri. Mukoma Blessing, regai tiedze kukufonerai bhegi. Foni yacho haisi kunzwika zvakanaka. Toedza kukufonerai bhegi.
Okay.
Okay, Gibbs.
Yeah, what says okay? Umnumzano Spanda, ose Haberon. Baba Spanda, kuna ve Haberon. Kunjani?
Hello?
Yeah, kunjani Haberon kuna ap?
Yeah, and this is Utara na Spanda, Tonga ya, and this is Igana, Panom.
Yeah.
Taura, and you tins.
Okay,
Taura, Nasi, Triku, Taura, Nina, Yema, Purisa, Gumorabiza, and Kuradizira, Pakatipe, Guta, Re, Arari, Murona, say. Vasibanda nhare yacho iri kudetsa futi mari kumbofamba mchana.
Okay, regai ndimboedza kufamba famba.
Pamuri papari right, taurai tinzwa.
Nauya ndiri kutaura ndeyekuti nini, zvakaoma mukoma Blessing. Kana mapurisa achirambidza vanhu kuratidzira seizvozvo, so asi zvinhu zvakatiomera ende tiri kunze kwenyika kutaura kudai zvinhu hazvisi kutifambira zvakanaka zvachose. Shuviro yedu ndeyekudzokera kumusha kuti tinokwanisa kuenderera mberi neupenyu hwedu. Zvino kana zvinhu zvisiri kunaka, hurumende ichiramba kuti vanhu vataridzire, zvinhu zvinorwadza sitereki. Zvokuti hatizi kuti tingaita sei nehurumende yedu, nokuti mamiro ezvinhu kwatigere kunoku haasi kumboita zvakanaka.
Chii chiri kunetsa?
Mabasa acho anonetsa apa, mari dzatinopiwa dzinenge dziri shoma zvikuru, zvokuti haukwanisi kuti iwo urarame chaiko chaiko zvokuti nemhuri yaunenge wakasiya kumusha uku mari yacho inenge iri shoma zvikuru. Saka shuviro yedu chaiyo chaiyo inenge iri yekudzokera kumusha, but ai mamiriro ezvinhu achona haatitenderi kana zvinhu zvayo zvakaita seizvozvo.
Saka poitwa sei semaonero enyu kugadzirisa dambudziko iri?
Ini maonero angu inini, ndanichikumbira kuti hurumende iripoika dei yamboteererawo kuchema kwavanhu. Yagadzirawo mabasa kana ichikwanisa, kana isingakwanisiwo ndanichikumbira kuti mbosuduruka zvangu ina ano kuti zvazvo zvakatiomera. Ndo maonero wangu inini, nokuti mamiriro ezvinhu muno mubutswana matiri. Tiri kuona ubudiriro yenyika dzatiri izvezvi mubutswana munomu. Nyika yakabudirira zvikuru, inyika iri kusimukira zuva nezuva, kuri kuvakwa, kuri kugadzwa migwagwa nguva nenguva. Zvinhu zvatinoshuvirawo kuti dai zvichiitikawo kunyika yekwedu, tichiwanawo mabasa, tichiwanawo kusevenza, kuriritirawo mhuri dzedu, tiri pedo nemhuri dzedu, tiri pedo ne kwatakakurira nekunyika kwedu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Vasibanda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, namangwana, tinotenda zvikuru.
Tinotenda zvikuru. You heard there from Mr. Sibanda saying that he wishes he was home. All is not well for him. He's in Botswana. And he's saying the government must reform. Amino kuti ndivamwe Vasibanda here vatinawo futi parunare. Makadi.
Tiripo baba, makadi iwo.
Tiripo, imi muri kupi?
Ndiri ku Gabron.
Okay, taurai tinzwe pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu inini zvinoita mugaba handizvo zvokudzivirira vanhu kuti varakidzire. Kutovarambidza kutovapa masimba chaiwo chaiwe, kunge kutora munhu kumuisa mujeri. Munhu kana ari mujeri anopolitika kudarika munhu ari panze. Manje ivo havambozvizivi kuti kutorambidza vanhu kutovapa masimba.
Aiwa, tinotenda Vasibanda. Baba maita mutereri wekupedzisira, nguva yedu ndo yadyanana, asi tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. And let's take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Alex Magaisa, in UK, a legal expert, and also human rights lawyers, Mr. Lizwe Jamela and Mr. Jobs Banda. We want to thank our viewers, our callers, those who managed to send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our team behind the scenes, our producers and engineers. Signing off and saying, have a blessed blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kipstube saying have a lovely weekend.